News release: UMP Vance Badaway. MP Vance Badawi has released a comprehensive report proposing a Canadian domestic and bilateral supply chain and logistics strategy, with a key focus on strengthening internal trade networks, enhancing infrastructure, and addressing vulnerabilities in Canada's transportation and logistics systems. Recognizing the critical role of supply chains in economic growth and national security, MP Badawi proposes a whole-of-government approach to modernizing Canada's supply chain infrastructure. The plan also expands to a bilateral focus, advocating for stronger collaboration with the United States to optimize cross-border trade, reduce bottlenecks, and ensure long-term sustainability. Key priorities of the strategy: strengthening domestic resilience, addressing supply chain vulnerabilities and preparing for future disruptions, enhancing infrastructure, investing in ports, railways, highways, and critical trade corridors to ensure reliable goods movement, supporting key industries, including manufacturing, energy, agriculture, and technology, promoting economic growth, encouraging trade and regional development while reducing barriers to internal trade and labor mobility, integrating a Canada-US strategy, enhancing cross-border infrastructure, regulatory alignment, and joint capital investments to improve efficiency under USMCA. Why a bilateral strategy matters. The report emphasizes the benefits of a joint Canada-US approach, including regional integration, improving cross-border coordination and infrastructure planning, resilience and competitiveness, reducing supply chain bottlenecks and strengthening North American trade networks, joint capital investments, upgrading transportation systems, technology, and workforce development, harmonized trade standards, aligning environmental and regulatory policies to support sustainable trade, future-proofing against disruptions, creating adaptable frameworks for responding to global supply chain challenges. Building on existing investments and policy frameworks, MP Badawi's proposal builds on initiatives such as the National Trade Corridors Fund, Transport 2030 Strategic Plan, Pan-Canadian Framework on Clean Growth and Climate Change, and the Beyond the Border Initiative with the United States. The report highlights opportunities to modernize infrastructure, streamline regulations, and integrate new technologies to improve efficiency and sustainability. MP Badawi cited as an example the critical role of the Niagara region and the Niagara Ports Trade Corridor as a vital gateway for trade between Canada and the United States. The region's strategic position at the nexus of the Great Lakes Strait, Lawrence Economic Zone makes it an essential hub for multimodal transportation, offering unique opportunities for enhancing connectivity and trade flows. The Niagara Ports Trade Corridor exemplifies the best of what Canada and the United States can achieve together: an integrated system that facilitates economic growth while fostering innovation and sustainability. By continuing to invest in infrastructure and optimizing Niagara's strategically located trade corridor, we unlock tremendous benefits for our local communities and economies on both sides of the border. MP Vance Badawi, a call for action. This is a Team Canada approach. MP Vance Badawi. MP Badawi will continue to work with Anita Anand, Minister of Transport and Internal Trade, as well as industry leaders, provincial governments, municipal partners, and Indigenous communities, to advance the implementation of this proposal. Through ongoing collaboration with stakeholders across Canada and key partners in the United States, he remains committed to ensuring that supply chains are resilient, efficient, and ready to support economic growth and job creation in the years ahead. The report serves as a blueprint for policymakers, industry leaders, and government partners to work together in establishing a more integrated and future-ready supply chain system.